Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon. It's been a beauty of a day. A warm beauty of a day. I'll add that in there. Austin has the outlook for the five-day forecast, which is going to be pretty easy. I see a lot of zeros up there on the board, but Austin's in and talking about that. And we'll also look into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon. Before we get into that, Austin, I just want to say this. You knew it might happen, and now it has. An unidentified man hospitalized following a bear attack in Gulf Breeze happened on St. Joseph's Circle this morning around 2 a.m.
Santa Rosa 911, do you need police, fire, ambulance?
Yes, I need it. I think I need ambulance. I need it. I just got bit by a bear in my backyard. It tried to attack my dog, and I went to rescue my dog, and it bit me in my leg.
I need you to take a breath. What's your address?
It bit my leg, man. That's up.
What is your address?
Emergency officials confirming the male victim in his 40s was transported to the hospital for his injuries. FWC is investigating that incident. You know, we talk about it all the time.
We do.
And we always said, well, we be, and keeping our fingers crossed. Luckily, nothing's happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened in Gulf Breeze. And so we're following that story. But one of the, let's go ahead and get into the top three and we'll work those down.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, nice sunny afternoon out there, 87 degrees. What are you doing with that forecast over there?
Ugh. Okay. Struggling to get by.
Okay, let's look into top story number one. If you don't mind, Florida's Republican leaders are trying to determine how to proceed with budget negotiations. Now, with a July 1st start of the new fiscal year bearing down, lawmakers remain pretty deadlocked. House members extended the legislative session until June 30th. Lawmakers say business is moving at a snail's pace.
And the second of your top three stories this afternoon, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's delaying the timeline for water utilities to comply with reducing some PFAS chemicals in drinking water. Now the EPA is proposing to extend a compliance deadline to 2031 for two of the most common PFAS chemicals. That's PFOA and PFOS. Long-term exposure to chemicals like that has been linked to certain cancers or damage to the liver and immune systems.
Okay, and now the third story this afternoon. And we told you we were going to be doing that this hurricane season. National Hurricane Center issuing its first daily tropical outlook of the 25 hurricane season this morning. And the news is good. Tropical cyclone activity is not expected during the next 7 days. This hurricane season, the NHC will issue tropical outlooks twice a day until the end of the season on November 30th. The first named storm, by the way, will be Andrea.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia and Santa Rosa County has taken a major step toward improved traffic management with plans for a new $22.5 million traffic command center. Wow, that's a pretty penny. The Florida-Alabama Transportation Planning Organization, in partnership with local governments, aims to build this facility next to the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center in Pensacola. Construction agreements were a subject at today's Board of County Commissioners meeting.
Yeah, and we're going to follow that one really close for you this afternoon. Hey, Memorial Day weekend, about a week away. AAA projecting 2.6 million Floridians going to travel domestically, 45.1 million nationally. Air travel projected to increase by about 2%. 5.1 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home during the holiday period from next Thursday, May 22nd, to Monday, May 26th. 4:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, we'll get a couple more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that we wouldn't normally expect. We're dealing with some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We've been touching on that a lot recently. Same with Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. Be on the lookout for that. Last major spot is going to be Highway 98 traveling westbound towards Bower Road. Not too severe of congestion, but it is running for a little bit of a distance there. As for the weather, 85 degrees, low of 74. Tomorrow, going to be cloudy throughout some of the day, but no rainfall chances, of course. High of 85, low of 74.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3. Today is Peace Officers Memorial Day. It is a national day of observance for fallen police officers. If you want to pay your respects to Escambia County's fallen, there is a new memorial at the Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, for the better part of a year now, we have been working on upgrading our memorial to make it more of a focal point at this in front of the Sheriff's Office. And again, it's two sides. The first side is the memorial side. And then there is what we call a plaza side, which is stadium seating,
okay.
Three or four levels of that. And then there's a star in the middle, and it allows us to better pay the respects to those who paid that ultimate sacrifice.
All right. And charges have been filed against a 63-year-old man in relation to the gun scare incident at the Pace Athletic Recreation Association complex last month. Officials say Jerry Lee Land turned himself in to the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. He's charged with disorderly conduct and was booked and released on a $1,000 bond.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a convicted murderer, also suspected of being a serial killer who was once connected to the O.J. Simpson case, is to be executed this afternoon here in Florida. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
62-year-old Glenn Edward Rogers is sentenced to die in Florida for the 1995 killing of Tina Marie Cobbs after leaving a Tampa area bar with her. California would later convict him of killing another woman in a bar in that state. It earned him the nickname the Casanova Killer. One documentary film suggested police in L.A. might have suspected that it was Rogers who killed Nicole Brown Simpson and her companion Ron Goldman, though they quickly dismissed the idea and insist the late O.J. Simpson was solely to blame. Rogers once told investigators he killed about 70 people, a claim he would quickly recant. Florida is set to put Rogers to death using lethal injections. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Jason Rayner Act is falling for a second time. Florida lawmakers were not able to pass the bill, which would have increased penalties for crimes against law enforcement officers. It was named after Daytona Beach officer Jason Rayner, who was shot and killed in 2021. The bill passed in the Senate but failed in the House due to disagreements over its language.
Well, a lot of rain in Central and South Florida moving across the state. That has translated into positive results for wildfires. As of the latest update, 40 wildfires are currently burning in the state. The number of wildfires has dropped from 66, with a total of 26,000 acres burned. Rain has reduced the number of wildfires burning across the state.
And officials with the Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County are issuing a public health advisory at three local beaches due to high bacteria levels. Clearwater Beach near Mandalay Park, Sand Key County Beach, and Indian Rocks County Beach. Swimming not recommended in those areas. When new samples show the water is within a safe range, the advisory will be lifted.
I don't know if you ever watched that television show called Night Court. It was on back, I guess, in the 80s or something like that. This reminds me of this story I'm getting ready to tell you. A South Florida judge has been suspended in part for telling bad jokes from the bench. That's what Night Court was all about. This judge would just, his name was Harry, I remember that, but he would tell those bad jokes. Anyway, Ted Lidner has the story for us.
Broward County Circuit Court Judge Gary Farmer, who's also a former Florida State Senator, will be suspended without pay starting Monday night at 11:59. The Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission cited Farmer's exceptionally bad jokes, bias, poor attendance, and inappropriate courtroom behavior, including mocking defendants and quoting comedy sketches. Farmer has apologized, with his attorney saying the jokes were meant to lighten tension, reduce stress for criminal defendants, and show a sense of humanity. The panel says his conduct has damaged public trust in the judiciary. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
All right, 419.
I'm not sure about that.
We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes here with some of the hardest hitting stories happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Saturday from 4 to 6 at Seville Quarter. Amateurs and pros will be cooking to see whose gumbo is the best around, and you get to enjoy it all. Ticket info at visitpensacola.com. The Palafox Market is happening every Saturday from 9 till 2. Check out Southern Living's Best Florida Farmers Market. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What does it matter now when this life of ours has worked together?
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
4:23, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on today. Beautiful day. Tips in the upper 80s. Yeah. Hey, if you're heading out to the beach, I do want to remind you this. Red flags are flying. So swim in protected areas only. Do not make it a bad afternoon on yourself. President Trump is wrapping up his trip to the Middle East, Gulf States. Peter Ducey has the latest from Abu Dhabi.
His team, specifically the financial team, have been fanning out at each stop in these three countries that we've gone to for various meetings. And President Trump is now saying, the way he sees things, this trip has gone better than he expected, with $1.4 trillion over 10 years already added to everything else that they have managed to secure.
And the last 4 days have been really amazing. I think they've been amazing. But it shows you where our country can go.
Peace in Ukraine, also still elusive, as Putin ghosted Zelensky for peace talks in Turkey today, something President Trump believes would not have happened if he was there.
And a woman from Georgia who went missing for nearly 3 weeks into Sierra Nevada Mountains in California while camping has been found alive. Tiffany Slayton was found Wednesday just before her 28th birthday. She disappeared on April 24th and was reported missing 5 days later. She was discovered in a cabin at the Vermilion Valley Resort by the owner after the roads cleared.
A Colorado air traffic control facility is hit by radio failure. They're picking up where Newark left off, I guess. Christian Gobin has more on the story.
The Federal Aviation Administration confirming part of an air traffic control facility that coordinates flights in and around Denver International Airport lost communications for about 2 minutes Monday. According to the agency, the outage was caused by a pair of transmitters that cover the airspace failing. But the FAA says controllers were able to maintain contact through an emergency frequency, explaining aircraft remained safely separated and there were no impacts to operations, adding it is investigating. The outage comes after an air traffic control facility in Philadelphia recently had multiple radar outages, impacting communication with pilots flying in and out of Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
4:24, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Interesting day on the markets. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow and S&P 500 reversing earlier losses as investors digested retail sales and wholesale inflation data. Tech lagged, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of Walmart fell nearly 1%. The world's largest retailer posted better-than-expected quarterly profit and maintained its full-year guidance, but said that price increases were coming due to trade policy changes. The Dow winners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amazon, and Apple. The Dow rising 272 points, the NASDAQ lower by 34, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90, worse than usual if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also have some on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. If you're on Gulf Beach Highway, we've had some pretty severe congestion in that area the past couple days. Same with Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be exactly the same temperature-wise, high of 85, low of 74.
426, House Republicans are considering consequences for Democrats who they say crossed the line with protests outside an ICE facility in New Jersey. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says those consequences could be worse than what Congress could impose.
Reprimand is one of the three official forms of discipline in the House. The next level of discipline is censure. But internal repercussions are not the only issue. The trio could even face arrest.
What happened on May 9th was not oversight. It was a political stunt that put the safety of our law enforcement officers, our agents, our staff, and our detainees at risk. The behavior was lawlessness, and it was beneath this body.
Noem says an investigation is underway. Fox is told arrest remains on the table. Democrats are standing by their colleagues.
And American debt is shifting from credit cards and cars to student loans after payments resumed. According to the latest quarterly report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, household debt rose by $167 billion in the first quarter, a jump believed to be driven by mortgage debt. Data also found credit card balances dropped by $29 billion and auto loan debt fell by $13 billion from the previous quarter. However, student loan balances hit a record $1.63 trillion, and now that past due loans are showing on credit reports for the first time in 5 years. Delinquencies are spiking.
428 News Radio 92.3. You were touching on those mortgage debts here. Let me give you some mortgage rate numbers this afternoon, thinking maybe doing the house buying or house selling journey. Well, those rates are holding steady today, barely remaining below that 7% mark. This is concerning. Mortgage News Daily reports the average rate 30-year fixed mortgage 6.99%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage 6.34%.
All right. And Vice President J.D. Vance will lead a U.S. delegation to Pope Leo XIV's inauguration on Sunday. The first American pope will hold an inauguration mass in St. Peter's Square. The delegation traveling with Vance will include Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Vance is the second Catholic VP in U.S. history, and he met with Pope Francis last month, just hours before his death.
It was a federal court appearance for the Milwaukee judge accused of helping an illegal immigrant evade federal agents last month. Jeff Manasso has more on this trending story.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan pleading not guilty to two criminal counts claiming judicial immunity, that she can't be prosecuted for actions taken as a judge. She was arrested last month, and a federal grand jury has indicted her for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant inside her courtroom on a battery case avoid immigration agents by sneaking him out through a private exit. Meantime, outside federal court in Milwaukee, dozens of Dugan supporters.
You don't handcuff her and humiliate her.
That's not the America that I know.
The federal judge overseeing Dugan's case, moving it forward, setting a trial date for late July. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Fox News host Jeanine Pirro is now Washington, D.C.'s new acting U.S. attorney. Fox News host was sworn in by Justice Department officials. The 73-year-old former prosecutor and judge was picked by Trump to replace interim U.S. attorney Ed Martin after his nomination ran into trouble in the Senate.
A survey today shed some light on what Americans think of DEI programs in colleges. Christian Goodwin has the story.
A poll of nearly 1,200 Americans conducted by the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research finding 40% strongly or somewhat favor college diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, while 30% strongly or somewhat oppose them. When it comes to party lines, 60% of Republicans polled say they are against the programs, while 70% of Democrats are for them. And when asked about specifics, 33% of Republicans say they are against scholarships targeting minority students, while more than half say they support courses that teach about racism. President Trump issued executive orders aimed at eliminating DEI efforts and dismantling federal programs that promote them, but the orders are facing legal challenges. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports with you. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Turkey says meetings with the U.S. and Russia and the U.S. and Ukraine are planned for Friday, but Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky won't be attending. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Istanbul.
So the question really is now, what's going to happen next? Europe and the U.S. are likely to push for a 30-day ceasefire, threaten Russia with more sanctions. But there's a widespread belief that Russia feels like it is winning on the battlefield despite the heavy toll.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin judge Hannah Dugan pleads not guilty to charges that she aided an undocumented immigrant's evasion from ICE agents at her courthouse last month. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more.
In this hearing, we did learn that there is some video evidence the government has as part of its case. Her defense team is arguing this case should be dropped altogether because they claim she has judicial immunity for her official acts.
Dugan could face up to 6 years in prison if convicted. America's listening to Fox News.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the brand new police chief who has finally been sworn in for Milton. Also, I think inappropriate editing of RFK Jr.'s testimony made him look like he was saying something he wasn't. So, of course, we talked about that. Talked with Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator, about all the things that are on the agenda for the meeting today, including ratifying the new fire union contract and the advanced traffic center building that's about to get built. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Florida's Republican leaders are trying to determine how to proceed with budget negotiations. Now, with a July 1st start of the new fiscal year bearing down, lawmakers remain deadlocked. House members extended the legislative session until June 30th. Lawmakers say business is moving at a snail's pace.
Okay, here's your second top story for consideration. The Environmental Protection Agency says it is delaying the timeline for water utilities to comply with reducing some PFAS chemicals in drinking water. Now the EPA is proposing to extend the compliance deadline to 2031 for two of the most common PFAS chemicals. It's PFOA and PFOS. Long-term exposure to PFAS has been linked to certain cancers or damage to the liver and immune systems.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the National Hurricane Center issued its first daily tropical outlook of the 2025 hurricane season this morning. And the news is good. Tropical cyclone activity is not expected during the next 7 days. This hurricane season, the NHC will issue tropical outlooks twice a day until the season ends November 30th. The first named storm of the season will be Andrea.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, rough Wednesday night for the Wahoos as Rocket City beat up on Pensacola. It was 9-0. The Wahoos are now 20-15 on the season. First pitch tonight. Game 3, 6-game series, scheduled for 6:05 this evening.
All right. And Inter-Miami CF is scoring a contract extension with one of its international stars. The team announced today it signed 2024 MLS All-Star Jordi Alba through the 2027 season. The 36-year-old Spaniard says he has the desire to keep competing and winning. He and fellow Barcelona teammates Lionel Messi and Sergio Busquets signed with the Herons in 2023. It's believed Messi is getting close to signing an extension as well.
Well, golf's second major championship getting underway today. Here's the latest update.
The PGA Championship is back at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina for the first time in 2017, and it's truly anybody's tournament this year. Rory McIlroy will try to win his second major of the season following his victory at the Masters to capture his career Grand Slam, becoming just the sixth golfer ever to do so. And while he's had the most success at Quail Hollow in his career, he is not the betting favorite this weekend. That would be world number one Scottie Scheffler. He's never won the PGA Championship, but finished tied for second 2 years ago. The other favorite is Bryson DeChambeau, who finished second last year before winning the U.S. Open later that season. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And also wanted to touch on this. There's two Game 5s on the NHL slate tonight. The Carolina Hurricanes will look to eliminate the Washington Capitals and advance to the ECF when they face off at 6 p.m. The Hurricanes lead the series 3-1. Later, the Dallas Stars will look to advance to the Western Conference Finals when they take on the Jets in Winnipeg at 8:30. Dallas also leads 3-1.
This is becoming way too frequent, these type of stories. An Olympic gold medalist has been charged in a sex crime. Here's the latest from Denver.
Walmart is planning to raise prices this month and early this summer, just as tariff-affected merchandise hits its store shelves. Some prices have already been increased. The country's largest retailer makes low prices its priority, but has found itself in a place it's rarely been, warning customers that costs will rise for a wide range of products. Chief Financial Officer John David Rainey.
There are certain items, certain categories of merchandise that we're dependent upon to import from other countries. And prices of those things are likely going to go up, and that's not good for consumers.
Executives say they're doing everything in their power to absorb higher costs, but Rainey says there's a limit Walmart can bear, or any retailer for that matter. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And just a couple minutes ago, we were talking about the NHL playoff scene. Well, of course, we've got to throw the NBA in there, too, because we're getting to the downward stretch where there's very impactful games happening here. The Western Conference Finals could be set tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder trying to punch their ticket to their next round when they faced the Nuggets in Denver. This would be Oklahoma City's first trip to the conference finals since 2016. The Thunder hold a 3-2 lead in the series, and the winner of the series faces the Minnesota Timberwolves, who locked up their spot last night.
Okay, players from all over the world, of course, are in Pensacola, have been here for the past like 10 days, competing in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championships. The competition runs through Sunday over at Roger Scott. Players representing countries from all over the world are in town competing in that tournament. I understand some good tennis players over there. Want to get this in. A Washington State rock climber who fell hundreds of feet has quite the survival story. I can't believe he fell 400 feet. That's like a 40-story building, and he survived to talk about it?
I mean, yeah.
Tom McGrady has the report for us.
Sheriff's search and rescue team leader Christina Woodworth describes what happened on the North Cascade Range Saturday when a metal spike four climbers were anchored to gave way.
They fell about 200 feet of pretty vertical terrain, along with probably several hundred more feet of kind of tumbling, more moderate terrain.
Three of the climbers died, but Anton Chalik told authorities after lying unconscious for hours, he woke up, untangled himself, made his way down the mountain into his car, and drove over 40 miles to a payphone to call for help, all while suffering from internal bleeding. He's now in satisfactory condition at a Seattle hospital. Tom Rigotti,
Fox News.
And NFL players could be heading to the 2028 Summer Olympics. League owners will consider a resolution allowing players to participate in flag football at the games in L.A. The resolution will be considered at next week's Spring League meeting in Minnesota. 24 of the NFL's 32 teams need to vote to approve the resolution for it to happen. The 2028 Summer Olympics will mark the debut of flag football as an Olympic event.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. In the sports world, Christmas Day used to belong to the NBA. However, as we all know, the NFL is king, and they can now claim that day as well. The NFL schedule was released last night, and on Christmas Day, we have an elite triple header featuring three NFL rivalries, with the Cowboys taking on the Commanders, the Lions going up against the Vikings, and to wrap it all up, we have the Broncos squaring off against the Chiefs. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like doot doot, and sometimes it's like grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 4:41 afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for having us on. The U.S. is putting temporary restrictions on its beef imports due to a parasite. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
The U.S. suspending beef imports from Mexico earlier this week, a 15-day ban due to screwworm being detected in some shipments recently. The U.S. previously restricted Mexican cattle shipments from November to February for similar screwworm concerns. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service under the U.S. Agriculture Department describes the New World screwworm as a devastating pest, with fly larvae burrowing into the animal and causing damage, in this case to livestock. It's rare in the U.S., but they can infest humans too, with the flies attracted to and laying eggs in open wounds. House Call for Health, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
And the New Jersey Health Department warning about a possible measles exposure at Newark Liberty International Airport. A traveler with measles was in Terminal B this past Monday between 12:30 and 4 p.m. local time. Health experts say anyone who was breathing the same air as the infected person could develop measles symptoms as late as June 2nd. They include high fever, cough, a runny nose, watery red eyes, and a rash. The health department says if you're ill and think you may have been exposed, call your doctor or emergency room first before going in so they can take proper safety precautions.
Well, show and tell days is certainly changed from my days back here. You know, you used to take and show things that you had, like a bow and arrow or whatever you have.
God.
Well, get this now. Here's something for you to kind of digest today. A young student in Pennsylvania is accused of handing out Jell-O shots to crack classmates.
Oh, my Lord.
This is interesting. CJ Papa has more.
The Greater Johnstown School District, about an hour east of Pittsburgh, says a kindergarten student at the elementary school gave out alcohol in the form of small Jell-O cups to three other students. The superintendent saying staff took immediate action once they found out. The kids were sent to the nurse's office for evaluation. EMS then took the kids to a local hospital where the district says their parents met them. It's not clear how the student got the boozy Jell-O cups, but the district says it's cooperating fully with local authorities, adding it is committed to transparency while describing it as an isolated incident. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that when I was a kid. Men are twice as likely to die from what is called broken heart syndrome compared to women. New research out of the University of Arizona looked at what's officially called Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, a condition brought on by extreme stress or emotional distress. It can lead to shortness of breath, heart palpitations, and other cardiovascular symptoms. After looking over 4 years of data, researchers found the condition was fatal for men 11% of the time compared with around 5% for women. The reasons for the discrepancy aren't fully understood, but researchers suggested it might be related to hormonal differences.
All right. Healthcare giant reportedly facing a criminal probe. Jenny Casola has more.
United Health is said to be under criminal investigation for possible Medicare fraud. The investigation is believed to be focused on its Medicare Advantage business practices. The Wall Street Journal says the Justice Department's healthcare fraud unit is overseeing the investigation. United Health suddenly replaced its CEO, Andrew Witty, this week, replacing him with its chairman and former CEO, Stephen Helmsley. The shakeup comes 5 months after the fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, CEO of United Health's insurance subsidiary, United Healthcare. The company says in a statement it has not been notified by the Justice Department about the criminal investigation, and it stands by the integrity of its Medicare Advantage program. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, still got those backups on Highway 98 traveling westbound towards Bower Road. Also on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. And on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Those are our big three spots right now. Outside of that, there's not much that should be too much different from what you normally encounter on the roads every afternoon. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be cloudy a little bit, going to dissipate though with a high of 85, low of 74.
And for the national snapshot this afternoon, rain continuing to threaten several parts of the U.S. Janice Dean is in with the latest look at your forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible for parts of the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, the Mississippi River, Ohio, and Tennessee River valleys through tomorrow. Not only is there the risk for hail, strong winds, and a few tornadoes, but heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. Meanwhile, dangerous record-breaking heat continues for Texas with daytime highs in the upper 90s and over 100 degrees for the next few days, expanding over the Gulf Coast states and the Southern Plains. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump maintaining today he doesn't want Apple CEO Tim Cook to build their products in India. The president downplaying the company's moves to diversify production away from China, urging Apple to then pivot stateside. Apple is increasing production in India with the aim of making around 25% of global iPhones in the country in the next few years. Meanwhile, census trade data says Chinese imports to the U.S. fell to their lowest levels since the pandemic, as tariffs took hold in March. Overall imports to the U.S. surged to record levels through as goods from the EU, Mexico, and Canada continued to pour in. U.S. imports went up 37% year over year to $340 billion. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining more than 270 points, the S&P 500 up by 24, and the NASDAQ off slightly. That's Your Money Now.
448 News Radio 92.3 Ford Motor Company is recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles over a potentially dangerous brake defect. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Ford is recalling over a quarter million 2022 through 24 Lincoln Navigator and Ford Expedition large SUVs over an apparent loss of brake function that could increase the risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that brake fluid in the affected vehicles may leak due to the front brake lines coming into contact with the engine air cleaner outlet pipe that may cause damage to the lines and leak. We're told that dealers will inspect and replace the front brake lines and the air cleaner outlet pipe, if necessary, free of charge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Harvard President Alan Garber taking a pay cut after the Trump administration moved to freeze more funding to the Ivy League school. A Harvard spokesperson says Garber's taking a voluntary 25% cut for fiscal year 26, and that other top Harvard officials are also taking voluntary cuts. Last month, Trump announced he was cutting over $2 billion in funding for Harvard for allegedly refusing to battle anti-Semitism on campus.
Well, the way people buy homes changing here, I thought I'd share this new trend with you. Home buyers in the U.S. are deciding to purchase older homes more than ever before. Redfin.com today is reporting, as they say, right now, the typical home bought in the U.S. hit a record age of 36 years in 2024. Those numbers are resulting from the lack of new construction and fast-tracking the aging of America's housing stock. Other factors contributing to why people are securing older homes twofold: lack of new supply
and affordability.
And the European Commission claims that TikTok may have breached its advertising rules. Reports say that if the allegations are confirmed, its owner, Beijing-based ByteDance, could face a fine of up to 6% of its yearly revenue. The commission is also looking into whether TikTok was exploited to influence elections in Romania. Wow, they can't catch a break.
You know, we've been talking about this subject here coming up for quite a while. We know, you know, college isn't for everybody.
Right.
I mean, and that's true. You know, there's a lot of companies right now in need of skilled workers for trades. And now a lot of businesses are turning to high schoolers. Jeff Locke is at Father Judge High School. This is in Philadelphia with more on the story.
It's Father Judge High School, and they've got 32 welding bays where they're teaching kids how to weld. Joe Williams put this program together. There is tremendous demand out there now.
Yes, there is, and demand is only growing. Right now we have a short deficit of welders being needed at 2,000 welders, 3,000 welders all the world globally.
Here's the deal. These kids are getting jobs immediately out of high school. Vast majority have full benefits, and there's a need right now.
And President Trump says he has a little problem with Tim Cook as Apple seeks to build its products in India. Trump is taking aim at the company's moves to diversify production away from China and is urging Cook to pivot stateside. According to the president, he told Cook that we're not interested in you building in India. India can take care of themselves. We want you to build here. It comes as Apple has been ramping up production with the aim of making around 24% of global iPhones in India over the next few years.
451, News Radio 92.3, a bipartisan bill targeting AI chip smuggling with built-in tracking systems is making the news today. Christian Goodwin has more on this trending story.
The Chip Security Act introduced in the House of Representatives would require companies that make artificial intelligence chips to include technology that tracks the chip's location before exporting them. Backed by eight lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, it aims to curb China's access to advanced semiconductor technology amid reports about an uptick in the smuggling of chips, including those made by NVIDIA, into China. Democratic Congressman Bill Foster, one of those leading the measure, saying in a statement, "As Congress's chip designer, AI programmer, and PhD physicist, I know that we have the technical tools to prevent powerful AI technology from getting into the wrong hands." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Corporal John Vail was on patrol when his truck flipped.
I realized I can't move my legs.
When John arrived at the VA, Paralyzed Veterans of America was there to advocate for him and help John with his claim. PVA has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get the care and benefits they've earned, and their service is free. If you need help with a claim or just navigating the system, contact us at PVA.org.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.455 News Radio 92.3, unmistakable voices, the voice of Michael McDonald.
You are correct on that. His voice, very distinctive.
Just, you know, I just really love the music. Thank you so much for playing that. Hope you're having a great afternoon, everybody. It is 4:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Bright sliding in here and taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. The congestion in that area is significantly worse than usual, though. No confirmation of an accident or anything. Do have some backups still on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. Those are some of our biggest concerns throughout this entire hour, actually. As for the weather, 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, temperature-wise, going to be the exact same. High of 85, low of 74.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Austin, before I get into this, I just want to remind folks, Mike Wood, PPD spokesman, sent me an image of this. If you're coming off, like, say, for instance, the 3 Mile Bridge heading north on 17th up by the Graffiti Bridge, take a look off to the right of the Graffiti Bridge. And I say this because, of course, today is Peace Officer Memorial Day today. But somebody has done a mural on the side of this wall,
really?
A Pensacola police mural with the canine dog and an officer with his canine dog. It is fantastic. And again, it's off to the right if you're heading north on 17th Avenue, cruising through the Graffiti Bridge. I just wanted to add there before we jumped into the pop.
Wow, that's awesome.
The pop topic this afternoon. Game of Thrones spinoff. You know, they were doing this spinoff. I know. I've been watching this one. They were doing a spinoff on the Game of Thorns, and they now said, enough's enough. We're not going to do it. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Game of Thrones fans will have to wait a bit longer to head back to Westeros as HBO Max pushed its new spinoff series, The Night of the Seven Kingdoms, to 2026 during the presentation of the trailer at the Warner Brothers Discovery Upfronts. A Night of the Seven Kingdoms is adapted from George R.R. Martin's novella, The Hedge Knight, which will follow the exploits of the knight Sir Duncan the Tall and his young squire Egg, roughly 100 years before the events of Game of Thrones and 100 years after the events of House of Dragon. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And singer Chris Brown has been arrested in England over a 2023 incident at a London nightclub. He was taken into custody while he was at the Lowry Hotel in Manchester on Thursday morning. He's accused of hitting music producer Abe Diaw with a bottle of tequila at the Tape nightclub in London in February of 2023. Diaw filed a lawsuit against Brown for $16 million following the incident.
Yeah, that'll do it every single time. 4:58 News Radio 92.3. You and I were talking about the Bruce Springsteen over in England. Mm. And here you are. You pay $200, $300, whatever it costs to go to a concert, like a Springsteen concert.
Okay.
So you pay all these bucks. You want to be entertained, right?
Yes.
What does he do? For the first 15 minutes of a show, he goes into a monologue about how bad Donald Trump is. Like they really care in England. Anyway.
You'd be surprised. England gets pretty vocal about this.
Here's the story.
Bruce Springsteen let his dislike of President Trump seep into his concert in Manchester, England on Wednesday. The boss told the crowd of Brits that we are living in dangerous times.
The America I've written about that has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous man.
He then added, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of the American spirit to rise with us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom ring. Later on in the concert, according to local reports, Springsteen returned to bashing Trump. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, the feud between country singers Zach Bryan and John Moreland continues. Here it goes.
The feud between Zach Bryan and John Moreland has escalated. Moreland fired back this week in an Instagram video after Bryan removed their duet, Memphis the Blues, from his 2024 album, The Great American Bar Scene. Moreland unloaded on Instagram.
I don't want to be on an album with a dude who is a d-
to my wife and my friends right in front of me every time I see him. I don't want to be on an album with a dude who I've heard tell borderline racist jokes more than once.
He ended stating, getting kicked off a Zach Bryan album is way F-bomb cooler than being on one. The fallout began after Moreland mocked Bryan's $350 million record deal with Warner Records, stating Bryan was an off-brand version of him. Bryan responded by saying he refuses to have anyone with a problem with him on his records. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.